and welcome to the Rick Man and Her Show here on FM2 and Fab Radio International. Right, my name's Paul Ripley, and on the other end of the, I'll tell you a story here. We're not actually together, Rip Man and Her. It's a separate thing. In fact, we're not together at all in many ways. However, we are together in this way, and I'm in Manchester, and your Helen is in?
I'm in the Pennines.
The Pennines.
Which sounds really posh, doesn't it?
To some people it does, and some people it may sound weird, especially if you're listening right now in Nashville. It would sound the
yes.
Pennines.
Oh, right. Well, the Pennines is a hilly area of northern England.
Yeah, on moors.
Aye, I'm near moors.
Near moors.
Bartat.
And so this is our second show, and we are... Well, I enjoyed last week. I enjoyed last week. It's fun.
Well, for all its mistakes, it did make me laugh.
And there were plenty of mistakes. So the idea of the show
is... It's authentic.
It's authentic. The idea of the show, what we bring to you, some music you may have heard before, some music you may not have heard, but we just talk about music in general, because we talked about last week, we both have been involved in the music industry for many years, and just love the thing. We, you know, like you guys who's listening right now, you just love music. We love music.
We do love music. Right. And we're hoping, or I am, that yeah. you tuned in last week, because my song picks this week refer to last week's show.
Well, mine don't. I'm going to start with this one as well. This is Atomic Rooster and Night Living.
We'll be right back.
House, underrated Atomic Rooster. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it.
That was a banger to start with, Paul. Well done.
Thank you. Do you know much about... Do you know what I love, by the way, about Atomic Rooster and many bands of that era is the organ sound, that Hammond sound. You don't hear any bands playing that Hammond because... Well, you do, but not the way they did it back in the day.
No, I'm not sure that that's a bad thing.
So, you don't like the old Hammond organ sound? Not your cup of tea.
I can't think of a single track. Oh, no, that's a lie. I can think of one track only.
Go on.
Where I would listen to it for the keyboard solo, but it's not a Hammond organ.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is about that. Uriah Heep, and I love that era of music, but not particularly for the Hammond organ.
Emerson, Lake & Palmer. You like them?
Mm.
No, not your cup of tea.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I have obviously ties to that band, but I never really listened to them.
You got ties to the band, but you never listened to them.
No, that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's true, though.
Are you a fan of Genesis? No, not particularly. Oh, that's great. We don't have to talk about Genesis.
Genesis?
Yeah, nobody else probably in the history of interviewing Tony Banks had ever admitted to not being a fan of Genesis.
Oh. So you
Wind and Wuthering. See, there's another song reference. I need to bung that in at some point.
You do. Anyway, you got a song lined up for us.
I have, yes, okay. And this wings back to last week. We were talking about Mark Knopfler and his guests and Dire Straits.
Yeah.
It's actually the most disappointing live show I've ever been to. And not because I wasn't aware of the fact that when he left Dire Straits, he went all Kaylee style, jigs and reels and back to his roots, really. He's made some great records. There's only one where there's any real guitar solos, but his new album's fab. And this song is from his new album, and it's called Two Pairs of Hands.
Holy moly, when the
You're listening to The Rip Man and Her, and that was Mark Knopfler, Two Pairs of Hands, and that's from his new album called One Deep River. And I think it is the best thing he's done since Sailing to Philadelphia. For anyone who's a fan, you know, let us know what you think. People who aren't fans, check out at least Sailing to Philadelphia, especially if you're a Dire Straits fan. What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful. I'm a big fan of Dire Straits. However, that I'd love to listen to that. It's a Sunday morning easy listening thing for me. That tidying up my studio, yep. Tidying things up, putting all my things into place that I've messed up all week. That type of thing. You know, the things you're going to put back, you never do.
So oh, God, yeah.
That background music, it's just wonderful. It's a whole album in that sort of
yeah, I love
world.
A bit of guitar noodling.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Yeah, very, very impressed by that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, so what have you got for us next then?
First time, by the way, I may add. Not all your songs impress me. Especially when you said
good.
Said the other week about the best song that Pink Floyd have ever done. Sorry, Gilmour has ever done. My goodness.
Well, then I'm going to stick that in. That can play us out at the end of the show.
Oh, dearie me. No.
Yes.
Right, my next track is from a new band here in the UK. And they're called King Hannah, and it's called All Being Fine. King Hannah and All Being Fine. King Hannah are a duo from the wonderful town of Liverpool, and it consists of Hannah Merrick and Craig Whittle.
I like that.
You like that?
Mm.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
It's quite mellow, isn't it? It's got that electro vibe to it.
Yeah, it's well, the reviews I've seen of it are saying, if you like people like Mazzy Star or Neil Young, this you will love, and I tend to agree with that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah. So are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I please you.
Every now and again.
Every now and again. Yeah, and what a place Liverpool is. And I just think, you listen to that record there, Emerging Band, they've not had success yet, but they're out there and they're working the clubs and playing live. They've got a new album out now. I've not got the name of it to hand. However, I'm sure you'll find it. Just type in King Hannah. And the levels of quality from some bands is incredible. And I think to myself, I listen to many demos at the radio station that come into to the station. And you listen to some of them, and it's just, they're awful. They're awful. The standard now to get any decent, not only play, but get a following, is very high. Very high indeed. And I think the guys like this set the stage really for bands to look at and think, we've got to be that good.
Mm.
We've got to be that individual.
No, it's essential.
We can't be in an Oasis clone.
Oh, don't.
That's Manchester.
I really don't know what your beef is with them.
No, but
I will play some Oasis at some point.
My beef is bands that try and they're still doing it 20 years later. In Manchester in particular, here in the UK, I hear so many bands, I've seen so many bands, it's just sounding the jangly guitar rip-off thing from Oasis, and I'm thinking, why move on? There's only one band called Oasis. You'll never, obviously at a time, a few clone bands had a bit of success. I won't name them, but they're obvious. But you gotta get some quality. Some quality, get original. Be original. Be something different.
That's what's needed.
Anyway, that's my rant over.
Talking of originals.
Yeah.
Last week, my three tracks that are still to play. Or is there four? I don't know. I don't know what you've queued up next for me.
Well, the one that you sent to me, I've queued up next. As our email.
Okay.
Do you not read the emails?
It sounds really unprofessional. Yes, well, okay. they were in sort of a random order.
Well, that random order I've done.
All right, well, next up then for me is a band from, not next up, but after that, is a band from Liverpool, because we were talking about bands from the north of England last week.
Yes.
So up next then, this track is, he is a friend of mine. We were talking about him last week in reference to Paul Rodgers and, how people are inspired by either guitarists or lead singers.
Yeah.
Des wanted to be a singer after he heard Paul Rodgers sing. He had a successful career. And then when we met and we worked together, was on the Ronnie Lane stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he formed a band called Kushti Rai, which is based around Ronnie's life. And this song, at the minute, it just hits home. It's called Random Acts of Kindness. And I think it's something everyone should practice.
Gets a taste of blood. Main streets are jungle.
Was Des Horsfall's Cushy Rye with a song called Random Acts of Kindness, and that's taken from Cushy Rye's The Good Gentleman's Tonic album. Good Gentleman's Tonic, of course, being good old English cup of tea, which I'm just enjoying. Do you know, I got laughing to myself, Paul, during that track.
I did as well.
Because I just thought, sometimes we could be forgiven for sounding a little bit unprofessional, but at the same time,
sometimes
it's just a conversation. We hope people listening are loving it. It's familiar, it's authentic, and I'm having a great time.
Good, I enjoyed the Hammond organ in that song.
I thought you might. I'm not sure that I'd actually paid that much attention to it until I heard it then, and I nearly spat my tea everywhere.
See, I'm having a very good, for people who don't know or should buy, it's a thing made by Greens called Sour Cherry. There's no added sugar, no aspartame, and it's 100% taste, as the can says. Very nice indeed. That's my beverage for this evening.
How fancy is that?
It is expensive, though. You know, you've got to be rich like me to afford it.
That's me out then.
Yeah. Just, you know. Oh, yeah, rich like me. Right, I've got something that I was picking songs literally today, and I came across this song, and I've never played this before on any radio show whatsoever, and I've been doing radio for many, many years, and I thought, well, this song actually just cheers me up. I won't say who it is, but you'll know who it is, and it's just, well, it cheers me up.
Bam bam, mon chasse-place, j'ai sûrement lié à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Coupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, asparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc, comme un agneau dans son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi. De s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupes, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. It's not today, girl.
Bertrand and Samplan Pour Moi here on the Rick Man and Her Show. Did that put a smile on your face, Helen?
Of course it did. I was bopping along.
It's just one of the songs. It's just, I don't know, one hit wonder from God knows what year, but it just, it's weird, isn't it? Music can have that. I was listening to the theme tune today. I was in the office, and my boss, one of my many bosses, she plays piano, and she's playing the theme tune to Succession. And I don't even watch the TV show or not, Succession. The theme tune is haunting. It's haunting, and there she's popping it out, and it's just hairs on the back of my neck just stood up, and it's just music is, it does that, and that song there just makes me happy. One extreme to another.
We all need a bit of happy.
We do, especially how it is at the moment, and is here in the UK, we're in after politics is just horrible. In the States, it's horrible. It's just like, let's just get into music. Just get into music and forget the world.
Escape
is the right word. So, what have you got lined up for our next treat?
Well, again, last week I mentioned, we played a song by my friend Den Brown.
Yep.
Who I'd recently bumped into a funeral, so let's not get macabre. But the funeral that we went to was the bass player who joined the Icicle Works in the late 80s when the original lineup changed. And they played in, so as they brought his coffin in, Hollow Horse by the Icicle Works, which was never my favourite Icicle Works track. They're a band from Liverpool. They were quite big in America, actually. They did all the Saturday Night Live type TV shows. And I think, funnily enough, they toured with David Gilmour.
Really?
Just to add another thread in there. Yeah. So they actually had a track on Stranger Things in the first season, I think, which launched them again, especially in America. So hopefully people in America have heard of the Icicle Works. And this is a track called Hollow Horse.
My life's a mess. I've come to idolize you.
Well, that was the Icicle Works, Hollow Horse.
It reminds
me... We'll be as we are when all the fools who doubt us fade away.
I interrupted you there. I'm sorry about that. Say that again.
All right. Said the lyric, we'll be as we are when all the fools who doubt us fade away. It's a great line.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say, they remind me at times of the Chameleons. And they're out
they play with the Chameleons.
Yeah, they remind me that it's a songwriting style more than anything, I think. And Icicle Works as well also sound a lot like a lot of the bands that came out of Liverpool at that time, although more Chameleon-esque, you know.
Mm.
There's a certain sound to them, which is cool, absolutely cool.
Well, Liverpool's got just as rich a tapestry as Manchester for music, which I think is what we were saying last week, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It certainly has. I mean, many towns, I mean, talk about Manchester all the time, but there's many towns across the UK and some who just incredible talent that comes out of there. I mean, we're so lucky, I think, in this country for, especially, I think for songwriters more than anything. Songwriters, I won't say the best guitarists in the world and all that type of stuff, although, you know, yeah, there's a shout there, but for songwriting, incredible. We are so lucky.
Yeah.
We are so lucky. And which brings me nicely about songwriting to this guy. I picked this song because I just love this song. And it's Cat Stevens. Yeah.
My Lady Dabandee, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dabandee, why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My Lady Dabandee, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, my fill, yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dabandee, you look so cold tonight, your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white, your skin has turned to white. My Lady Dabandee, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. Why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady. Oh, in your grave you die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady.
Moral of that song is don't mess with Cat Stevens because, well, listen to the lyrics, that's what happens to you. Yeah, you'll listen to the Rip Van and her, myself, Paul Ripley and Helen.
Hello.
We try our best to entertain you and bring you some great music from the past, from the future, emerging stuff that you may have never heard, and some classics, and that to me is an absolute classic, Lady de Banfield.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to jump in there. For some reason, you didn't.
I don't know what happened. I didn't hear you.
Taken away. You can't, well, turn your levels up.
My levels are perfect.
Well, they can't because you didn't hear me. What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe a satellite fell out of orbit.
Joey's fault that is, don't you? He's a manufacturer of cars. He's got satellites everywhere.
Do they keep blowing up?
No, one has, but yeah. Right, we run out of time.
Well, I apologise.
We run out of time. We need to get some more songs going. So, your next one?
My next one is a band from Manchester.
Hey.
And I know you're not a big fan.
They're not from Manchester, however. They're not from Manchester.
You've looked at the song list.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
No, they're from Stockport, yes, aren't they? Which is south of Manchester.
Yes.
It's still greater Manchester, right?
That doesn't count. You've got to be close, so many miles away from the church.
All right. Well, they're from Stockport
then. That'll do.
Not sure whether or not they've made it in America. So
I don't think they have.
If they do now on the back of this radio show.
Yeah.
The boys owe me a pint.
Or two.
Yes.
So
yeah, two's always good. So this is a song called Born Wild from the Ribbon Around the Bomb album. And this is Blossoms.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Rip Man and Her.
Are you sure?
And that was The Blossoms.
Are you sure? You've stuttered then. Wild. Are you sure it's us? You're listening to
Well, I can't Big Gap. See you.
I know, but I'm here.
But I'm fairly sure it's us.
Yeah, you could hear me coughing, surely. With the, I'm suffering still from COVID.
Oh, I know, that's hideous. That's why I'm glad we're not in the same room, no, to be fair.
God, it's insane.
In a germaphobe moment.
Yeah, keep a mile away from me. But we are running out
well,
of
I'm
time.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't get it off me in June.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's beside the point. So was the Blossoms, Born Wild. I like them, although I'm not impressed by the new album at all. And it's called Gary. The album is called Gary.
Mm, yeah. As you know, I'm not a huge fan of them. I liked them when they first started, but I think they got SJM management behind them and they changed them a lot and turned them more poppy.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, SJM put absolute load of money into them.
Okay. Well, I don't mind a bit of pop.
No, and they changed. Yeah, and they had some really good songs. I don't even remember the time when I was managing a band called Sitting Pretty. They were on
yes.
the circuit at the same time and they used to play a lot together.
I was telling my kids that and they didn't believe me.
Really?
Because Blossoms are supporting Oasis next summer and, of course, this is the event of the decade.
For some people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people.
Not me. I didn't get tickets. But anyway, I digress again.
Who I fancy is playing the Co-op Arena here in Manchester, the biggest arena in Europe, ELO.
And it's the last tour.
Yeah. I fancy it.
Probably not a bad thing.
I fancy it, but 100 and odd quid for a decent ticket.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. A cheaper ticket you get for about 90 quid.
Well, I'm not paying 100 quid to go and see ELO.
I know, but I watched them playing in the States literally this morning, a video on YouTube, and it looks incredible. Absolutely incredible. He's not lost anything on his voice.
Good.
Jeff Lynne.
I do like Jeff Lynne, actually. I like the work that he did with Tom Petty.
Yes.
That's a track I'll dig out for a show down the line.
Mm.
Your turn then, next up, because I can't wait for the song that is going to play out today's show.
Well, this is another classic, and it's a song that really got me into this band. And for a period of time, I wanted to be in a tribute band doing this type of stuff and wear a beard. Is that a clue?
What?
Yeah, ZZ Top and LaGrange.
Rumors spread around, your life takes its time, but the shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm
unfortunately, I've got to fade that song down. Otherwise, we won't fit Helen's song in because it's a long one.
Oh, I hope we get to fit mine in now.
Well,
like, to the end.
Well, so I said, I've just faded it.
So. Oh, thanks, Paul, because it is quite a long one.
It is very long. Very long.
But we can play it out. It's worth it, though, I think, for the guitar solos. As you know, that's my thing.
That's your thing. It certainly is.
And I do, you know... It's getting mixed reviews, is the new David Gilmour album.
Yeah.
Some people even taking the mickey out of its name, Looking Strange. I don't know why. Is it jealousy or do people genuinely not like it?
The album cover is awful, I have to ask.
It's a family affair. There's a lot of album artwork that's awful. That's true. Let's face
it. That's true. I've actually got three books and I've got album covers. How sad am I? And I flick through them every now and then. Says a lot about me. Right, let's finish the show then.
Okay. Yep. So this is David Gilmour from the new album, Looking Strange. And this is Scattered.
And we'll see you next week. And take care out there. As Helen
said. Peace out.
Peace out.
Take my arm and walk with me once more down this dusty old path. The sunset cuts the hill in half. Our shadows stretch back to touch the night. The light's fading, you say, but these darkening days flow like honey. These days slowing.